Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the investment property options that you have.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the supply side challenges specific to commercial real estate, commercial investment. And that's what you do, Bob. There's different sectors doing different things in the marketplace right now, specific to Oregon. What do you see in the climate there?
Well, I see a number of things that are causing change to occur. If you're on the outside looking in, if specifically you would like to become involved in commercial investment real estate, and you have nothing other than cash, it's a touchy situation because there's not very much inventory to choose from. And not all inventory that's there of the small amount is particularly attractive. Some have problems, environmental issues, etc. And some are just badly located.
So what are the species, the types of commercial industrial that you would look at as a possibility?
The easy one to say first would be apartments. Residential income property. Behind that would be industrial, and I'm thinking in terms of leased industrial space. And behind that would be probably mini storage and office buildings. And lastly, I kind of look at retail, because retail is a dicey situation. Amazon has brought about such an amazing change over the last several years that I'm not sure who's going to survive that. Now, I would be willing to bet on Walmart surviving everything, including the crash of the entire world. They'll be the last private sector item to survive, but that's Walmart.
So last program, we talked a little bit about the edginess of industrial with the influence of the marijuana development
right.
in Oregon.
This time we're driven prices way up.
And we're talking about retail being a little bit edgy just because of the shift in technology. Mm-hmm. So the other two areas would be a great place to look.
Okay. The apartment complex concept has been the darling of the recession. And I'm going to say the recession that started in 2008. We had a little bubble of one earlier than that. But the 2008 was the big crash where, again, the mortgage market and lack of supervision thereof caused everything to go just sky high and then crash. After that particular point, though, we have had whatever the opposite of a recession would be, it's been a blow away.
And it's time to take a look at that, isn't it?
Rents going up, expenses going down. It's a fantastic investment.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.